Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
how's
mate?
It going?
Yes, you ready?
Yeah, fucking great, mate.
Yeah? Well, yeah. What's the news?
I finished it.
Yeah. Welcome to Luke's massive storytelling podcast thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's massive storytelling podcast thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. So this podcast is a little late and I've got to apologize for that. I've actually been a little bit ill this past week. Combination of hay fever, asthma, and also some sort of infection, which I've had to have some tests for recently. No idea what it is. I don't think it's anything serious. So don't worry, I'll be fine. I'll soldier on. So it was 2 weeks ago now, me and my friend Matt Clark, we set out to write 15,000 words of first draft material in a week. That was our 7-day story challenge. We did it together, and let me tell you, about nearing the end of the week, I got a call from Matt, and it seemed pretty bleak. Like, it didn't seem like it was going well for him. I think he got so far, but he still felt like he had an enormous sort of mountain to climb. And yeah, it can definitely feel like that. But the guy soldiered on, you know, he soldiered forward. And if, as you can tell from the start of the show, he did it. He finally finished it and, you know, he's ecstatic. So, let's catch up with Matt and see how he feels about it all. When did you finish it? What time?
About 10 minutes ago.
The full 15,000 words?
I got to 14.57 something.
Yeah.
14.539. So I'll probably have to... Well, I mean, I'll definitely have to do a read-through and edit.
Yeah.
But the story itself, like all of the pieces, are where I want them to be. And... like, I think I'm 95% satisfied.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's the first draft anyway, so you can go over it. But yeah, man, congratulations, man. That's like, last time I spoke to you, you were really...
Yeah, I was... Well, this is the thing with me, right? When I'm in a project, when I'm writing something long form, I get really sucked into it. And generally, I'm a bit moody until it's done. Spoke to you yesterday and I was pretty much ready to give it all up. I was gonna throw my laptop out the window. I was like, it's not gonna get finished before the 7. Like, okay, it's a 7.5-day challenge for me. I'll admit that, but I'm done and it's good, and I feel good anyway.
That's cool. So I mean, are you happy with the story? Like, did you get it from the out that you wanted to get out?
Yeah. I think the main thing for me, I mean, when we first started talking about this was the emotional core. I felt like I was losing it a bit in the middle. And then I realized I'd put it all towards the end anyway, which is where it's supposed to be. Well, at least like the tying up of the loose ends, emotional loose ends, into something more tangible and understandable. So once I got to that point, I was like, oh yeah, I know what this story is really about now. And it's good. And like, I actually changed the ending once I got to it because it felt right to do something different. So how about you, man? How's yours? How's it looking?
So it's done. what I'm thinking now is though that tomorrow morning I'm just going to get started straight on episode 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I figure if I don't do that, then I'm going to find it more difficult to get back into it later on. So I may as well just continue on with the, you know, try and develop, like build it into a bit of a habit.
Yeah. That sounds good. Unfortunately, I don't have that luxury. Well, the first thing is, I don't know what the second episode is going to be yet. I mean, I know roughly like how it's going to happen. I mean, I know what the jumping off point's going to be. But I think I want to see how this plays first. I kind of want to get this, I want to package this properly together before I move on to another episode within the series. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. I just want to see, I got in touch with the illustrator that I was talking about today. So I'm going to see if he's still, or if he would be interested in doing this. I'm going to, I'm just going to edit it like first. I want to do that before I start sending it to people anyway. And then I want to send it to you, obviously, and I want to send it to my friend Rachel, who works in publishing, just so I can get an idea of what. And my mum said she was really excited to read it as well, and so did my fiance. So I just want to kind of get an opinion first before I move on.
Yeah, I mean, so just so the people know, you've never, well, like you've not written prose.
No, before. I haven't written prose for about 5 years.
So this is like your first sort of prose project. So
yeah. And this is the first thing I've ever finished prose-wise as well. I always start things and never got further than, say, 5,000 words or something.
Yeah. How did you find having the deadline?
I hated it and I loved it.
Because you said you want to do this again. So I'm just wondering if it's going to be like... Yeah,
and I am going to do it again. I don't know how long... away we're talking.
Yeah.
I want to say I'm jumping on my next 7-day challenge either this time next week or the week after that.
Yeah.
Because the next one I'm going to do is I'm going to do a feature. And I know that your general thing is that you do the outline as part of the 7-day challenge.
It's not necessarily that. You can sort of take it in any way you want to.
Yeah. Okay, well, my method's going to be that I'm going to do the outline first because I was all right with this. I mean, I did the outline, late last Saturday and started on Sunday and didn't do any tweaking to the outline at all. I just followed it and I was fine.
Yeah.
But I want at least... that kind of caliber of thing for my feature before I start. And because it's film, I feel like I feel like I might need to put a little bit more into it than just an evening. Even though I've already started it. I just need to figure out a way to, just need to figure out what the best version of that story is, really.
It's weird that a couple of days ago, we spoke and you were like really down on it and you weren't going to get it done because you had like a long way to go. Like my theory is that within reason, the work will get done in the time available. Like for some reason, like I don't know how it happens, but people always seem to pull it out of the bag. Like and always seem to finish for the deadline. So I wasn't that worried.
Yeah.
I did think that there was a good chance you were going to do it.
Okay. Even though I didn't think that was going to happen at all. Well, I was on a 9.5 when I started my session today. I hadn't done any yesterday because my report took me to about 11:30 and then I just wanted to chill out. So I think because I allowed myself that, I mean, I didn't even start until 2 today. And then I managed to get 5,000 done basically today.
See, that's pretty insane, 5,000 words in a day.
And it felt like nothing. It absolutely felt like nothing.
There's a guy who I sort of follow on the internet called Garrett Robinson who wrote 50,000 good copy words in 3 days. Like that to me is insane. Like it was like he was writing 4,000 words an hour. And I don't know how you do that, but I think I think it is possible. Do you know what I mean? Like, these sort of higher word counts are, I mean, they're difficult. They're difficult. I don't think you can just come out of the bag and start doing it straight away, but they are possible.
Yeah. Well, my current rate, I'd say, is 500 an hour. Like, and that's not just fiction prose. That's, sorry.
screenplays and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's not screenplays. Like screenwriting screenplay reports.
See, I think that's slightly different because that's more, in my mind anyway. I don't, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that not more like technical writing? Like, it's more.
Yeah, it's analytical. But what I'm saying is, I'm still hitting like maybe 500 an hour if I'm concentrating on it, like for both things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that's kind of my thing at the moment. I don't really mind 500 an hour.
No, spot on.
Yeah. No, yeah, can't complain. It's intense though. Like the other day when I was talking to you yesterday and I was like feeling really down about it. That mainly came from the fact that I had a 6,000 word report that I wrote. Was it Thursday I did it or Wednesday? No, Wednesday. Yeah, I did it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And at the end of Wednesday, what day is it today?
Sunday.
Yeah, no, that's not right. Where are we? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, Thursday. It must have been Thursday. It must have been the 11th. When was the 11th? Yeah, Thursday. All right. Okay.
I don't know.
None of this matters, by the way. I don't know why I'm getting hung up on dates. But yeah, so on Thursday, I had a 6,000 word report to write, and then I wrote 2,000 words for this as well. So Friday, I was ruined. Like my brain just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And I got like 1,000 words done. The Puzzle Box Kids, and then I was like, I'm just gonna go and see my fiance and hang out and not worry about anything. And then yesterday, it was just an extension of that, really. Like, I was super tired still, and ended up not working until I started work about 4.
Yeah,
and then I had to, I zipped out for a bit, went for a bike ride. And then came back and did some more work. And then, like I said, by that time. Anyway, so going all the way through it. Yeah, I was really down yesterday when I spoke to you because I still had like, I mean, I thought I had to get to about 16. I realised there was a bit of extraneous stuff that, although to be honest, I mean, I'll probably get to 16. Where did you get to in the end? Because you said you were at 14,500 yesterday.
So it finished on... I think, yeah, so I got to the end of the story and it was like 14,500.
Yeah.
And then I went over it and sort of added in some extra details and took out some extraneous details.
Yeah.
And I think it came to about 15,500. So it's about an extra 1,000 words that had.
Yeah. So I've still got that process to come anyway, really.
It's weird though. I mean, a lot of people say, I think there's two different types of writers. I think some writers, a lot of people say they write first draft and then the second draft is 80% of the word count, so they're taken away and chipping away. But yeah, for me, I think because of writing so fast, like, yeah, it's more about adding in the extra details and trimming some of the fat while you're doing it.
Yeah, and what I'm learning is like most of my sentences aren't the best versions of those sentences. So yeah, my next go around on it will probably take me a long time, really. It'll probably take me a good half a day or something just to go through it and make sure that everything's in like the version of it that I wanted it to be. But I mean, yeah, for a first draft, I'm really proud of it. I've got some really nice action sequences in there. Hopefully imaginative and all that sort of thing. I mean, we haven't spoken about yours at all. I mean, I have absolutely no idea what I'm, what it's about.
I'm sort of reluctant to give away the details, but
well, are you going to send it to me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll send you.
Well,
I'll send
when are we going to do that? Because, like, do you want to see this version or do you want to see? Are you okay waiting until I've edited?
I'm okay to wait till you've edited. I think the point that my story's in now, I do want to sort of start getting some feedback, so I might send it over to you tonight if that's okay.
Yeah, do it. I do want to read it. Like, I'm really excited to.
It sounds like yours is more of a fully fleshed out story, whereas mine's more like a pilot episode to a series. So it's okay, like, yeah, it's like raising lots of questions and introducing lots of characters.
Well, I like to think that it's got the beginning, middle, and end. I think this could be a film or a TV series.
Yeah.
Although, like, to be honest, I'm not sure. I was thinking about this. You know, we were talking about audience the other day.
Yeah.
I think this has an audience in its current form as a book, but I'm not sure it has an audience like on TV or film.
Okay, so you think book, like, as a book?
This version is different to the cartoon version that I wrote.
Yeah.
Like, the basics are still there, but it's still, there's a lot more that's real to it now. But I think I think that's good though. Like, I'm really proud of it. Like, this has been a blast. I've enjoyed it.
That's good, man. It's good to hear. It's interesting when you said that the ending had changed to what you initially thought it was going to be. Why was that? Was it just that the story seemed to sort of take a different turn, or what made you sort of decide on changing it?
It's a very small change, but powerful in terms of what it means for the rest of the series and what it means for the emotional journey that the main two characters take in the story.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's one of those changes that wouldn't even feel like, how do you put it? How do I put this? Like, the way I've written it now just feels right. Like, if you were to read it, I think you'd be like, oh, of course that's the ending. So that was the impetus, really. It wasn't.
You've got me thinking of, have you ever read Stephen King's book On Writing?
I haven't, no. So, no, I do need to read that.
So in the book, he talks about how he feels that stories are already out there, and rather than you creating the stories, you're uncovering them like fossils.
Yeah.
So he said the ending is already there. Like, you can't plaster on again an ending that doesn't quite fit. Like, you have to let the story sort of dictate where it needs to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And yeah, in this case, it was just staring me in the face like the whole time, really.
Yeah.
Can we talk about page counts? Like, at the beginning,
yeah.
You said that there was a. You told me what format it was supposed to be in, but I forgot.
Well, normally, okay, so page counts is difficult because,
like,
as an ebook,
how do I get it? Yeah, how do I get it to look like an ebook?
Okay, so.
I mean, Word. I want to see what page count it would be when it's an actual book.
Well, page counts are difficult if it's an ebook, because ebook readers dictate the page count.
Really?
Yeah. But they normally say 250 words on a classic 6x9 print book is a page. So 250 words per page.
Okay.
But then if you were adding in the front matter and the back matter, so like maybe like an author's note or, you know, the extra pages. Because you don't have a chapter that starts on the left hand side, they always start on the right page. So if you add in all of that, it normally adds in an extra 10% anyway, or an extra 10 pages even. So 15,000 words is going to be around about 65 pages, maybe 70 pages all in.
Oh, well, it's telling me. Oh, so it's only a little bit smaller than, like a literally a tiny bit smaller than A4 then.
How many words do you get on an A4 sheet? I don't even know. I'm sure it's like 750.
Well, I just divided the overall page the overall word count with With 250.
Yeah.
And it's come up with 58, and I'm staring at 55 pieces of A4.
Oh, that's interesting. So how many words are on each A4 piece of paper?
Well, okay. So I've got a lot of chapters. how many chapters do you have?
15 or something like that.
All right, yeah. See, I've got 25.
Okay, that's cool.
And there's quite a lot of white space in the indents for a lot of them.
I'm just trying to think how it works because there are more words on a page in A4.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like 750 or something like that.
Yeah, but I do have a lot of white space with the chapter indents.
Yeah, so I think that's counterbalancing the higher word count, I think.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway, yeah. But yeah, I've had a really good time with this. I think I'm gonna write Killing Machine next, which is as far away from Puzzle Box Kids as you can possibly get. I think this is what I want to do now. I think I want to do at least like a 7-day once a month.
It is good. I think there's no way better of being more. I don't forget what I'm trying to say. It sort of forces you to be productive or forces you to finish something.
If you want to write something, and you actually want to write something, and you know you can.
Yeah.
Like, we've both proved this week that we can write a 15,000-word story, give or take, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like I was thinking today, like, I managed that 5,000 words. If I didn't have to work during the week, say I had a week off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, last time I had a week off, I wrote Bad Person. But I wrote Bad Person in 12 days.
And that's a... feature length,
and that was just like a screenplay, yeah. So that was just like, I think it was about 18,000 all in.
Yeah, I think if this was my full-time job, I could do a good 4,000 words a day comfortably, or something like that.
Yeah. I think that five out that today, if we're talking about the differences between this and the analytical stuff, I don't even feel like I was using my brain when I was writing this. It was just coming out.
but it's like you've got like two brains, haven't you? And like one of them is like the critical brain that's saying, oh, that sentence doesn't quite work.
Yeah.
And if you sort of get that one to shut up by writing fast, you sort of like your pure creative brain is just throwing the words out. And yeah, so when you read it back, you might be pleasantly surprised at like how well it actually reads.
But yeah.
I mean, obviously, we'll still need an edit and still need your critical brain to go over and make things up. But just getting out of the way and letting the story happen is like 90% of the battle, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's good, isn't it? So your next step is you're going to crack on with episode 2, are you?
I think I'm just going to do one every week.
And then, okay.
And then once I've got them all done, I'll release them. Week by week, and then start on the next thing. So while they're releasing, I'll be working on the next thing.
That's cool, man.
I mean,
so you're going in this thing full steam ahead, then?
I think I need to. Yeah, it's for the next 6 months at least, I think.
Well, good luck to you, man. It makes me want to do the next one as well, but I'm really interested to write a feature next. I think that's what I want to do. I've had some people say some nice things about the potential of the script that I was talking about earlier that I want to do next, so I think I want to give that a go. And because I'm not really certain about prose yet, it would be nice for people to tell me what they think first, before I start putting all my chips in.
Yeah, you're dipping your toes in.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, this has been great, and I'm going to write a novel at some point as well, I think.
So if you think about it, so a novel is what, 80,000 words or something like that? you just
did... Yeah, 60 to 80, isn't it?
Oh, is what it's 6. So 60. So you're a quarter of the way there this week. So you,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you did this every week, you could for in a month you could have a novel out.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty much. Yeah.
It'll take some work and stuff, but I mean, the groundwork would be there anyway.
Yeah, but again, that's like for me personally, that's going to be about a solid outline.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, a solid outline, and I don't know if I'd be able to sustain the work, because like the main thing for me, and we've already touched upon this, is the psychological side of it. Like I was falling apart yesterday. So six, seven days into writing something, if I had another 3 weeks to go, I think maybe if I was to write a novel, I'd need to kind of chill out a little bit and take it a little less seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, or no, just... I think so, because it's like having an extra part-time job if you're doing this.
Mm.
So, like, if you're going to treat it, if you're going to write a novel, then you'd probably want to have some time off from your actual job just to spend, you know, fully concentrate on on this one project.
And if you were like that other guy, you could do it in 3 days.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think he had that like the stars aligned for that, those 3 days of writing, because
I'm sure he's been training for this for a long time.
Yeah, so there's that. I bet he had it like fully and thoroughly beat out, so he knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I bet he just, you know what I mean, he had like 8 hours a day or whatever just to sit down, knew exactly what was going to happen, and just crank the words out. Like,
yeah,
there's no other way I think he could do it.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So just quick question time. What's your favorite scene or moment in your story? And it could be completely contextless. You just tell us what it is.
Man, I don't know. I think I like. I don't want to tell anyone what it's about, but I like the pigs.
Okay.
I like the character related to the pigs. And
nice.
You'll see what I mean when I send that over. I think it's quite an interesting character.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that bit.
What about you?
Cat monster.
Okay. I set out on this challenge because I wanted to start producing more words every day, and I wanted to start publishing more. I was getting serious about writing, and I thought 2,000 words a day is pretty much the bare minimum. That interview that you just heard with Matt, that was a week ago now, last Sunday, and I've still continued to do the 2,000 words a day, and I've just about finished episode 2, which is another 15,000 words long. And I'm going to continue to do it until I've done this the full six episodes. And I don't know, I think in general, it the first week was harder than this week. The sort of confidence of quality, the quality of the work, still goes up and down on a daily basis. On those days where you'd feel like it's utter shite, you sort of have to just continue on. You just have to get the word count out there. Because if you don't, you haven't done your job. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to treat this as if it was my full-time job now. Because I do want to do this for a living. I don't want to be stuck in the office job, the Brock roof, for too long. Like anyone, they want to get paid for their passion. And that's what I'm working towards now. So if you can help me in any way, then, you know, greatly appreciated. And that could be a review, maybe buy a book or something like that, or maybe share a link to one of my projects to someone. I don't know, or, you know, get in touch if you want to be on the show. I don't know, it's all good, really. But, yeah, so going forward, I'm going to, whatever way I can make this more professional, treat it with more professionalism, treat it as a business rather than just a hobby or anything like that. You know, I'm gonna make conscious steps towards that now. And I think if you're in a similar position where you're spending a lot of time working on your passion, but it's not your full-time job and you want it to be, start maybe thinking about what conscious steps, what would someone who does do it, the profession, do on a daily basis that you aren't doing now? So for me, it's like, it's the daily word counts. It's the looking at a production schedule and a production calendar and working out what you can get out in sort of what parts of the year. You know, it's treating everything like a business and sort of removing yourself as the artist from it a little bit. But yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Maybe you should think about it too. So yeah, this is the end of this episode. Please leave us a review. We've suddenly got a huge boost of listeners, which is always good. Yeah, so get in touch. Remember, the email address is lukeofcondor@me.com. Give us a shout. Tell us what you're up to. What are you making? What stories are you telling? And, you know, yeah, climb aboard. You know, be on the show. Let us know what you're up to. Cheers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.